Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, Tuesday, August the 25th, 2026. Hey, those are some good numbers, 8:25:26, 12 minutes past the hour. And if I'm a little bleary-eyed and sound like I've been up a little too long, it's because of last night's city council meeting, which went nearly, well, it went past 9 o'clock, let's put it that way. And then I had some nice conversations after the meeting. I also conducted an interview with Mayor Bill Collins. So I was there pretty late last night, and also filed the story on flock cameras on our Facebook page, and gave it to Adam so he could put it on the news report. If you didn't hear the news report this morning, flock cameras, the veto attempt was made last night. The attempt to overturn the mayor's veto attempt was made by Aaron Rollins. I believe it was seconded by Thad Smith. You need 6 votes to overturn. They only got 4, which means they got fewer votes to overturn the veto than they actually got to pass the legislation. There were 5 votes to pass the legislation. They only got 4 votes to overturn the veto. So last night the vote was 4-4 with Aaron Rollins, Nathan Stevenson, Thad Smith, and now, see, this is how late I was up last night. Who else voted? Scott Kreider voted to overturn the mayor's veto, and Sean Barr, Pam Larkin, Rob Smith, and Dan Clark voted not to overturn the mayor's veto. And I guess Dan Clark was the wild card in there. I kind of felt that might happen. He voted to get rid of the flock cameras, but last night did not vote to overturn the mayor's veto, which I did feel were 2 separate votes. I thought one vote was voting to eliminate the flock cameras, and this vote was to overturn a mayor's veto, which is based upon the mayor's reasoning. And the mayor did get up in the meeting last night and give a longer explanation as to why he vetoed that legislation. Now, if you are into the flock cameras, there is going to be a legislation and codes meeting, I think, in 2 weeks, because next week, I think, is the fifth Monday, and there'll be no meetings. It'll be a Tuesday, because Memorial Day will be September the 7th, so the next time anybody will meet will be September the 8th, Tuesday night, and there'll be a legislative codes meeting there, in which there probably will be some legislation brought up to put some safeguards in for the flock system. Now, last night, there are a few things I want to say about last night. Actually, there are a lot of things, but I want to play the mayor's interview here, so don't tune out here, because this interview with Mayor Collins is very interesting. We cover a few subjects, but let's start here. Okay, first of all, I did meet a listener last night who, I always say, you never can tell who's listening to this program by the callers, and I appreciate the regular callers because that's what makes the show work, but I met somebody last night who's been in the meeting, says he listens to the show almost every morning. I certainly appreciate that, and it was nice to talk with him last night, and we are going to talk about some other things other than flock cameras last night that happened at the meeting. One thing we've never talked about, I don't think on this program, maybe we've talked about it in passing, is the DORA. It's the ability to drink in downtown Marion and go from business to do so. So we're going to talk about that this morning, and maybe that'll bring some new callers out who have some strong opinions on this. But I want to talk about the flock cameras for a second. When I showed up last night, there were probably 4 or 5, 6 people out front protesting with signs. So that was still going on. The meeting was rather well attended. It got to a point where it was almost standing room only. Not quite, but pretty good. Not as many people attended last night as attended a few weeks ago, when there was standing room only. But last night was pretty close. Attendance was definitely up last night. But a lot of things went on, and I want to mention this point, and we can discuss a whole lot of other things before we go to the mayor's interview here. But I've said this for a long time now. I do not think these meetings should be live streamed on social media. I am not. This is not about transparency in government. I understand people will go to that, but here's the problem. And last night, it was on display big time. The problem is, people know these meetings are being displayed, and they are acting in a way that I do not think they would do if the meeting was not being broadcast. People are live streaming themselves in the meeting. People are live streaming other people in the meeting. There was a woman who walked in last night and apparently flipped off with her middle finger the cameras, although I don't think she was on camera, so I don't think anybody saw it because she wasn't aware of where the cameras were stationed. You know, that happened. The police chief had to throw two people out last night over the course of the meeting for not being quiet when other people were speaking. One of the altercations with the police chief throwing somebody out led to language that you would not hear any normal place, and criticisms of the police chief, actually calling the police chief a name that there's no way we could repeat on this program. You know, I'm not saying that it's done for show, but it's definitely becoming a show. And I think that, why are you live streaming in a meeting, a city council meeting? What are you afraid, what are you trying to capture in this meeting? There are 40 other people there. There are city council people there. There are administration people there. There are media there. It's not like you're on the side of the road with a cop pulling you over. I'm totally confused about this. And I don't understand the things people are saying and doing. And what this flock debate, which I've always said is a civics lesson, I don't think this really has anything to do with flock cameras at all. Maybe for a few people it does. But what this has done is driven, you know, people keep talking about George Orwell and the book 1984, I think written in 1949. But people are watching us. It's a surveillance state, so on and so forth. I think what this has really exposed, there might be a little bit of that in there, and I'm not saying there's not, but what this really has exposed is Andy Warhol, who said, you know, everybody gets their 15 minutes of fame. And I think that's what people are trying to do. They realize this is an issue that will get people to look at your page, they'll look at you, they will pay attention to you, and I think it's giving people some kind of messianic complex. And this is not a good thing. And I believe if you took the live stream out of these meetings would get more calm. I think you would get greater attendance on serious issues because people would have to attend to see what's going on. I really hope the mayor thinks about this. I understand why he put the cameras in. Transparency is good, but you could tape these meetings and not do any editing and still release them on Wednesday morning. You know, and it would stop all of the people who think they are journalists, who think they are providing some kind of public service, and I'm not sure that they are. It's not illegal to do it, but I'm not sure what the purpose is, and if anybody knows what the purpose is, they'll have to explain it to me. Because everybody's reporting the same story, and but they're reporting it with a lot of opinion, and memes. And I'm not quite sure I understand this. And for a long time, I always said, the more people reporting on things, the better. Because somewhere in the middle, we're going to find the collective truth. Well, we've gone past that. Because that's not what we're doing anymore. We're trying to generate likes. You don't need to report on a story 5 times a day. It's the same story. So I have to believe you're trying to generate likes, and I have to believe you're trying to generate a following on Facebook, because again, it gives you some kind of messianic complex. And I don't know. We'll talk more about this as the morning goes along. But I really think these meetings should not be live streamed. I think they should be released on Wednesday. Don't edit them. If something bad does happen, it happens. But make people wait 48 hours to get their 15 minutes of fame. And I think it will tamper that down. And also, I think another thing it will do is the people who don't go to the meetings, who are trying to report on them, because you don't get the full story if you are not in the meeting. I think it will stop a lot of that, because what good is a story 2 days later? It's just not as strong. Now, for the senior citizens and people who want to attend these meetings and can't, again, I understand that, but I'm not sure if the good is outweighing the bad here. I think we're going down a very slippery slope. Now, with all that being said, and we'll come back and talk about a lot of things here, so get your dialing finger ready, I was able to speak with Mayor Bill Collins last night after his veto was not overturned. We talked about a lot of things, and I thank the mayor for being available. So here is the mayor of Marion, Bill Collins.
Scott Spears, WGH Talk Radio, here after tonight's City Council meeting with Mayor Bill Collins. Thank you, Mayor Collins, for joining us again.
Sure, Scott.
Tonight's meeting saw the attempted overturn of your veto on flock cameras actually getting fewer votes than the actual flock camera vote itself got. 4-4 tonight, a split vote. 6 votes were needed to overturn the veto. The original vote got 5. What's your reaction to tonight's meeting?
Like I said, Scott, I want council and the community to know this is nothing personal between me and the council people. Everybody has a different opinion about a certain topic, and this certain topic is certainly split. There's some discrepancy about my view of how it's split and other people's view how it's split. I guess we'll find that out in a year when the election comes around, whether I really knew what I was talking about, and I thought a lot of those people, were in favor of keeping flock. I do think, and I did talk to a lot of people, I think I mentioned tonight, that I had numerous people tell me that they are afraid to voice their opinion if it's in the affirmative to keep flock, because you oftentimes get attacked then. Whether it's on social media, which I don't follow a whole lot, but if it's on social media and somebody posts their opinion, we can all have different opinions and be civil about it. And that's why, the council people, I'm friends with every one of them. And Aaron Rollins and I see things differently, a lot differently sometimes, but we're still friends. We still call each other and talk on the phone and talk about issues, and I don't hold any ill will against him for what he believes, and I hope the same's true for me. I hope that they don't hold ill will for me for what I've seen over the last 38 years and have the strong conviction that this is something that makes our community safer. It absolutely does, and I feel like that's my obligation to do that. They're paid for. We're in fiscal emergency, and if this was a different topic about we had to pay for these next year, we all know where that's going. So, but they're paid for. They're here. Let's use them while we got them. Let's use them to solve crime. Let's use them to bring a kid back. Whatever.
It's interesting. Mr. Barr tonight said that flock cameras were going to go back to legislation and codes to possibly put some safeguards in. What would you like to see? What would be a good compromise in your opinion?
You know, I think you sit down and talk about it, just like we didn't have the opportunity to do that, because I was as surprised as everybody that night when all of a sudden it rolled through a suspension and then a vote and had my hand up and I didn't get called on. It went so quick. But there's certainly some common ground there, and I think that flock, you know, just a few days after that came out with some rules and regulations that they've implemented that will go a long way in calming a lot of people's, you know, issues. I'm not sure we'll ever calm the issue of the data that's being stored and, you know, whether it can be hacked. Just like some guy mentioned tonight, the Pentagon can get hacked, you know, just because your bank gets hacked, how often your card gets compromised, you got to get a new card. So it happens. And these cases that come up across the nation, you know, it's like any other, and I've said this before, it's like doctors, lawyers, teachers, there's good ones and then there's a few bad ones. And the few bad ones give everybody a bad name, and you know, that's what happens here, and people misuse the system. They should be punished for that. Absolutely. They should be held accountable. There should be sanctions in place for somebody to do that, just like we do with the LEADS information.
A couple questions I want to get in here, because my listeners keep saying, you know, flock cameras, yes, we can talk about that. We can have the discussion. But the city's in fiscal emergency here. There's definitely a fiscal crisis going on. Why is that not as flashy an issue for people? Why has flock cameras sucked all the air out of the room the last month?
You know, I think because it has become a statewide and then a national issue. And once something gets momentum and starts steamrolling down the track, it's hard to stop until it runs its course. And I think that this too will run its course. You know, people will move on to something different. And I wish more people would pay attention to the fact that we're in fiscal emergency and how we're going through that process. We've already learned it's not a real fast process. Our first meeting with the commission until the 24th of September. But we are meeting with Cindy, our state rep from the auditor's office, and we're talking about budgets this week and how we're going to move forward into 27 and what that might look like. So it's things are happening, but they don't happen real fast in government. And unfortunately, that's just how it is. But we're gonna do our due diligence, and we're kind of at the mercy of the state now and when that commission meets and what kind of parameters we're going to put in place.
I know there's a seat that has to be appointed by the county. Joanne Kasotis, I believe, has a hand in that. Do we know?
And who? It's Angie Smith from... And Angie Smith, which twofold, really. Angie's I've worked over there with Angie. She's a great person, very smart. She also was very instrumental in them implementing the software solutions there. So she'll be a big benefit for us to draw on her knowledge of that as we move forward with ours after tonight. So great choice by Joanne to put her in place.
Two more quick questions. One, you are really the first mayor that has had to deal with social media to this great effect. You brought it up tonight that it is a driver for people. There are advocates on social media. This has been one of those issues. What do you make of the memes and the statements and the drive that social media has become?
I will be honest with you. I don't follow it a lot. Obviously, I get memes sent to me where somebody will screenshot something. Have you seen this? And it's again, to me, the ones that I see that somebody sends, it's two or three different people that are doing a lot of those things. And I think one of those people don't even live in the county. So, you know, I take it for what it's worth. You know, it's if we want to be in fifth grade, we'll be in fifth grade and post those kind of things. And I'm just not going to fall to that.
To wrap up here, the last time we talked, you said you left I think you called it a cushy job at the time, a pretty cushy job being deputy sheriff in Marion. You've been the police chief. You would be up for re-election next year. Do you plan to run for re-election?
I have no plans not to at this point. What I meant kind of was I had a career that I enjoyed totally. for 38 years, whether it was here at the sheriff's office. I really enjoyed what I did for a living. This job is very challenging for me. It's a lot different, very challenging, but I think I'm up for the challenge, and we'll see where we go.
And to wrap it all up here tonight, 9-1 is the term that you said. I believe we said that in the interview last time, and boy, that's been quoted a lot in favor of flock cameras. How do you feel about that today? You
know, some guy made a good point tonight, maybe, in that I have been accused of having an intimidating personality in the past, and, you know, maybe people don't feel comfortable coming up to me and saying they don't really agree with flock cameras. But I will tell you that having talked to hundreds of people, you know, whether it's out in the community, at the Honda shop, or wherever I might be, I have people say thank you for doing that. You know, we need those in our community. So I just have to go with what my personal experience is. And, if nobody comes up and says, get rid of flock, I can't say that they did. You know, they did on email. And a lot of those people were here tonight. You know, I recognize the names and who they are. And again, I don't know where those emails came from, for sure. You know, unless I happen to know the person and they put their address down. But we'll see.
Mayor Bill Collins, I certainly do appreciate the time on a rather late night here tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mayor Bill Collins, directly following last night's Marion City Council meeting. And I have to say, that's a very... I think these interviews, let's say, are doing Mayor Collins a lot of good. I think that we get to hear him. I think we get to hear how he feels on things and not just sound bites or explanations. And, I think that is Mayor Collins explaining and thinking about what is going on in the city of Marion. And I think they do a lot of good. We also got some information there, by the way. Angie Smith is the one name that we were not aware who is appointed to this financial board for the city. That's the county's appointment by Joanne Kasotis, Marion County Auditor. So that's Angie Smith, and so she's on the board now. That will round out the board for the city. And also, we learned that Mayor Collins has every intention to run for mayor for a second term. There has been some conjecture about that, if he would run again or not. But at this point, he has no reason not to run again, I think is what he pretty well said there. So I think that's interesting. And, talking with the mayor, I do think we get his take on things and why he says what he says. And there it was. And he was under a lot of criticism last night for his stance on the flock cameras, but I think he handled himself very well during that. And, you know, again, he's a former police chief. He's a former deputy sheriff. He made no bones about how he felt about the flock cameras long before the vote was ever taken to prohibit them in Marion. I don't think the veto was all that shocking. So, you know, here we are, and here we go. Let's go to the phones this morning here. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, love your city.
As always.
We got a lot to love about Marion, don't we?
I think certain days.
Oh. Well, you know, you talk about social media and this streaming that they have.
Yes.
You know, there's one major problem they have with streaming it. Number one, Bo Diddley Bodine had those cameras set up. Those cameras, they can record the whole thing. The sound sucks, and the camera angles suck. They need to all be adjusted. Number two, when you watch it on Facebook or YouTube or wherever, somebody at the city is posting this, are they not?
Yeah, somebody is.
So somebody who's being subsidized by the taxpayers, tax money, to put that on Facebook and or YouTube, right?
You know, that I don't know. I don't know if it's their regular IT person who's there anyway. I'm not sure
who does
that.
Well, the fact of the matter is someone is doing it. Are they doing it for free? Are they city employees? Who's doing that?
I would guess, because when I have seen the stream go down, the person who comes up is the IT person that's there all the time. So I'm guessing that's who it is.
So let's assume that it is the IT person who's getting paid by the city to be the IT person, right?
Yes.
The major flaw that they have with that streaming live, you can't make comment.
I think there's a reason for that.
Comment should be able to be made. They should have someone monitoring that or looking at it and putting that in live to council. We have somebody that asks this question, etc. Think of the frustration that could be alleviated and people going up to city council all fired up and having to be ejected from council. If they would make it so that people could comment in real time like they have their streaming, which, by the way, their streaming isn't really in real time. There has been so much lag. It's like watching a foreign movie that's been dubbed in English. You get lip flap.
Well, I think the reason that comments are disabled and the reason that they don't take questions from people online are twofold. Number one, if you don't live in the city, you're not entitled to ask a question, and it would be hard.
But you know something? That is the most stupid, ignorant reason.
Well, I'm not saying that
you have to have people outside the fishbowl to lend perspective. Otherwise, you're severely myopic.
Right, but that I believe that's one reason. And the other reason is I believe there have been rulings that say that if somebody posts something on a public, political, municipal page, they cannot delete that. That is public record.
And it should be.
Well, yeah, but
why should it not be? Why should it be any different than what C-SPAN does with Congress? That's all recorded. Unfortunately, one, it's not social media. It's just showing what's going on there. That's the issue. You've got social media. You've got the issue of freedom of speech. And that freedom of speech is quelled because there's no comment. And people have to come up to comment. If this administration had a serious amount of gray matter, they would say, let's incorporate this into what we are doing at every meeting so that everyone can give input. Who cares if somebody doesn't live in the city of Marion? They can't stop them at a public meeting to be heard in a public meeting, regardless if they live in the city, the county, or Timbuktu.
Well, I think it's hard sometimes to interpret what people are meaning with their questions, and then people want to ask a follow-up question, and I think it would be hard to do online. You would have to designate.
No, it's not.
Well, let people do what they want, then. I don't know, call the mayor.
Why did John F. Kennedy say, we choose to do things because they're difficult? Life is a bitch. If you're not up to the challenge, well, hey, you know, you're going to shrivel up and blow away.
Well, like
they need to be able to put their thinking caps on and be able to get as much information and input from as many people as possible instead of I get all kinds of phone calls from people. I must have taken 15, 20 phone calls. Okay, here's a government individual. Never trust the government, for crying out loud. That's why you need people to be active. And this is a wake-up call to Marion residents. You hard-working, tax-paying people, to get involved, to take a little bit of time to learn what issues are when you go to that ballot and vote. Because this should have been, flock camera issue should have been up to the voters, and it should be on the ballot, just like that stupid, dumb piece of legislation to extend from 2 years to 4 years for council people. That's just totally ridiculous. If somebody is worth their salt and does what the electorate wants them to do, they'll hold that position till the day they draw their last breath.
What, in the vote? See, here's the problem in general, and you're entitled to your opinion, and I have no problem with that. But the problem is this. When you're sitting in the room, which you do have to be sitting in the room to see this stuff, it's a show. And you know, I've been covering these meetings for a long time, and
be a show, but that's why you need a president of council that can control the business.
Well, they threw two people out last night. And,
but
you know,
that wasn't the president of council.
No, but that last night was a more of a show meeting than I have ever seen. And two people got ejected because of it. And
you could probably alleviate that if you had the way to communicate live with streaming. People could either, okay, we'll take this statement from somebody watching or not. You
right,
know, one thing that's really important that people don't understand, you can use any kind of language you want. That's your freedom of expression. If it offends some of those people, well, those people aren't living in reality.
Well, I don't,
you know,
I don't think
I mean, it's a bit shocking to hear someone yelling out, fuck you, this, that, etc. They're obviously out of control, and this is something the police need to learn to do. Generally speaking, police.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Let me finish. De-escalate situations. Too many of them want to prove that they have the power and authority and want you to submit to what they want to do instead of saying, hey, look, come on now. Let's calm down. I know you're frustrated. Let's talk this out. No.
Okay.
You were about to say?
I watched what Chief McDonald did last night. I did not see him escalate anything. The people were yelling from the...
Didn't say he escalated it.
No, but I'm saying these people were angry that they were being ejected from the meeting, which they were by council president, acting council president last night, Sean Barr. And they were still attacking Chief McDonald on his appearance, using language that is inappropriate. Now, again, you can say whatever language you want. Obviously,
well,
nobody's
going to... Well, you know, that's what I love about a lot of people. Just because they have a uniform on and somebody spews forth expletives and things and it hurts your feelings, oh, my God.
Why don't they get hurt his feelings?
They don't mean it. They're ignorant.
Right.
They don't know how to really, truly communicate. And for somebody to take that as a personal assault, they're a few notches above the lower ignorance of the person spewing forth those epithets.
Well, again, I don't know that he took it personally. I did not see that, but what I'm saying is that all of us in the room have to stop the meeting and listen to this for minutes while it goes on, and then what do we learn from that? What comes of that? What's the point of that?
Well, what you do, that's just all part of democracy.
Well,
everybody has a say. When somebody is out of control and disrupts the whole thing, You obviously give them the option.
Well, let me ask
you. Either calm down, or you will have to leave.
Well,
because we are not going to tolerate people out of control.
Okay. When somebody walks in the room flipping the bird to something, I don't think they realize the camera wasn't on them. When you walk into a city council meeting flipping the bird, what's the purpose of that?
That's called freedom of expression.
Right, but what,
hate it.
Who you flipping that to?
Who knows? Who knows who they're flipping it to? You'll have to ask the person that lets everybody know they're number one.
Do you think if you did that on C-SPAN, they would cover it? They would put the camera on you?
Oh, I'm sure they'd move the camera off. They have, I believe, at one point they did have, and they might have some live camera operators, but I'm sure they're all remotely controlled,
and they have a
master control, and somebody's saying, okay, camera number so-and-so, et cetera, et cetera.
And by the way, C-SPAN's on cable, so you can use that language. Do you think if somebody started to use language like that on C-SPAN, they'd leave it on?
It would be interesting to see. I mean, they used to have those freaks that were all dressed up in pink, was it? Show up in that, and they move the cameras off of them.
Well, I'm just saying,
here's the fact of the matter. I've heard them, and I was shocked that in Congress, I don't know what hearing it was, but somebody said, are you fucking crazy?
Right, but I'm saying in 40
years... Fuck around and find out.
Right, but I'm saying in 40 years, find me 15 examples of where that's happened on C-SPAN, which broadcasts 24/7. Because there is a certain level of decorum when you're broadcasting something. And you are aware of the other people in the room, and what does this have to do with what business is trying to be done, which is what C-SPAN, which I assume is what these city council meetings are trying to do, is show you what's going on with government, to be transparent in real time. So these outbursts are...
It needs to be like it had been before and not streamed on social media.
I agree.
They need to stream it. They need to stream it on a channel that the cable system has, like they did before.
Well,
stream it live through there.
Well, it was not live on the cable channel. But
what?
When they streamed it on the cable channel, it was not live. But I think you're right. That's the way to do it. 48
because
hours?
That is more boring. The problem you have is social media.
Exactly.
And I would agree with you. Unless you're going to have it on social media, you should allow for public comment, because that's what social media is. Otherwise, get it the hell off. Go ahead and put it up on YouTube after the fact, but then broadcast it on cable, the cable channels, or broadcast it through TV 39.
Now that's a perfect example. Do you think, call him up, do you think John Aiken's going to allow somebody on there saying F you?
Oh, no way.
But why not?
Because that is a private entity. TV 39 is a private enterprise.
Held by a public government.
Held in trust by the FCC.
Right.
However, you got to understand, the government, C-SPAN, can do pretty much whatever they want. Why? Because they're the government.
Right, but I'm saying, do you think John, regardless of the FCC, would allow that language on his channel?
I just told you, no.
Right, but I mean...
They have a board of people who are... I would like to think they do hold themselves out to be of high moral character. And I know that they wouldn't tolerate it.
So
they
high
stopped
moral...
Carrying, they stopped carrying the QVC cable channel because they were selling wine.
Okay,
which is kind of funny because, and all the religious... ceremonies, etc., in Bible days, that's all they had to drink was wine or contaminated water.
So you associate high moral character with not using words like that, profanity.
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Okay, so
that's
then
the station. The station is making waves for Christ. They are Judeo-Christian in belief, and a lot of those folks are above using that kind of language. They don't use that language definitely in public, nor over the airwaves.
Right. Well, and I agree with that. But, so, what if there are, we have a person who does the invocation at city council. There are preachers there. Do you think they want to hear that?
You'd have to ask them.
I'm sure they don't.
Absolutely
probably
sure not. Probably not. So what's the point?
So
what
my
are you
point,
driving here?
Well, I guess what my point is, we have discovered that there are places where certain language is not tolerated and is indeed censored because of people's moral belief, one of those being a religious belief. And I don't have any problem with that at all.
There's a fine line. I started on Facebook, how do we make Marion, Ohio better? And I put in there, you can use any kind of language you want to express yourself. However, if you don't come up with a solution, your comments will be taken down. It's all solution-driven.
But the government
People can bitch, moan, and groan all they want, but if they don't have a solution, what good are they?
And
what good is their comment?
And I think that's the government's problem where we started. They, by law, I do not believe, are allowed to take down a comment if they offer it, which is why I believe they do not allow for commenting on the live stream.
I don't see, that just doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense.
I mean, somebody can check me on that.
Social media, and that Facebook page is constructed or managed by a city employee, which means tax dollars are used, and it's, again, the word is social media.
Right.
And that's where we agree.
But if you...
They shouldn't have it on social media.
And you know what? If that problem were fixed, I bet you a lot of what you see in those meetings that we are talking about, whether it should or should not be tolerated, would stop. Because
could
there
very
would be...
well be. But also, it would be an interesting experiment if they opened it up for comment, they had somebody watch it, and from time to time, the president of council, when they say, is there any public comment? Is there any public comment from social media? And if there isn't, next item on the agenda.
Well,
Give it a test to see how it works. And if it works, fine. If it doesn't, and there's nothing but expletives and frustrated people, then cut the whole thing off.
Well, I think somebody made a brilliant point last night before we move on here, and I had never thought about it, that when you are live streaming something like that and you have somebody come up and give their address, you've just let people know that you're not at home. And I think that...
That's true, too.
Yes,
yeah.
And that point was made last night.
Not necessarily because it could be a spouse or whatever. But if you know somebody who's, single, living by themselves,
Which is odd in the conversation about Flock because, essentially you're putting yourself on camera there and telling people that you're not home or at least one of the members of that household are not home right now. And oddly enough, the people who will get up and be thrown out of these meetings and say horrible stuff to law enforcement are the same people who I guess are worried about them reading their license plates. But they will, in a public meeting on camera, attack them.
Well, I think anybody who goes to a public meeting should be able to articulate, say, whatever they want, however they feel, as long as they express themselves. But if they can express themselves in a calm manner and try to make the people that they're talking about or to understood instead of jibber-jabber, you know?
And I think that's right. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
To a better tomorrow.
All right, phone lines are open. We've got about 4 minutes left in this particular segment. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we've got a whole nother hour coming up, and hopefully we'll get to more material this morning. I do want to talk about the Doro this morning. But that's all I have to say about the live streaming of these things and what a show it's becoming. And again, people pulling out their phones and live streaming. I'm not sure if they're live streaming other people in the meetings. I'm not sure if they're live streaming themselves. I'm not really sure what they're doing. But it certainly has created some kind of complex that I'm not sure is in the best interest of government being transparent. And I, again, am all for taping the meetings and having them air, you know, Wednesday. I don't know if you could get it done the next day, but if you got it up by Wednesday, I think that would be perfectly fine and might eliminate a whole lot of this stuff that is going on in these meetings. By the way, I did want to mention the Kroger gas station, because I like to keep people aware of these things going on around town when I see them. The Kroger gas station on Route 95 did break ground yesterday, so we'll see how long that takes to get finished, and we'll see where that all goes. But just to be clear, anybody can do what they want, anybody can say what they want, but at some point, is it doing damage to the cause you are trying to advocate for or promote? You know, you have to wonder why there were 5 votes to prohibit Flock cameras in Marion. There were only 4 votes to overturn the mayor's veto. And I think what we would find out is the rhetoric that people used, the way people attacked people, the way people went after the FOP on social media when they gave their opinion. I truly believe, we heard a lot of talk about social media last night, how that impacted this whole discussion. And it stopped being about surveillance, and it started being about outburst. Now, not from everybody, but from a good number of people, and from enough people that I think it hurt. I think it hurt in the long run, and I think votes were lost. Now, we are going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk some more, and hopefully we'll get the Dora in and a whole lot of other things. But remember, Angie Smith is the county's appointee to the fiscal board for the city of Marion. And Mayor Collins, at this point, is looking to run for mayor again. We'll be back after this.
Just listen to former star of the Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?